Well, in a first for Tasmania, agribusiness ECS Botanics has approval to cultivate medicinal cannabis outdoors. The company currently grows hemp in the state's northern Midlands and will diversify into large-scale cannabis production in December. Larissa Smith asked Managing Director Alice Keach how its low-cost model will work.
We've now got all our licences for cultivation and manufacturing of medicinal cannabis. We've got the project through town planning. We've updated the market as to the scale of the plans of growing medicinal cannabis outdoors, and we're proceeding now to build the project, permit it, and hopefully get plants in the ground by December.
What will the building look like when it's finished?
We're taking a very different approach. So we're trying to agriculturalise this industry. So we're moving away from this indoor cannabis grow, which is quite high cost. So we're taking a different, more measured approach, which is growing cannabis outdoors like a hemp crops, but under very tight security. And then we'll have a very large processing shed where we'll take the cannabis in and we'll dry it and we'll buck it, which is separating the bud from the stalk, and then we'll do some further processing and then we'll store it in a very secure vault.
So how do you plan to protect the crop itself? What sort of security are you installing there?
Very secure fencing. We've also got a lot of standard operating procedures around access and vetting people that come into the facility. There'll be CCTV everywhere. There'll also be patrolling of the site, so it'll be a very, very secure facility.
It's not like there'll be any canopies or anything like that, or artificial lighting?
No, there will be an approach where there will be a bit of a hoop house, bit like they use with berries. That's where we'll start off our seedlings and harden them up a bit before putting them into the ground. It'll be the largest grow of any ASX-listed company, from what I know. Yeah, it is much more measured approach to, you know, leveraging nature rather than trying to recreate the environment indoors. We already know how well plant-based pharmaceuticals grow in Tassie, so it's just, yeah, leveraging our current skill sets, climate, and taking a large-scale, low-cost approach, a bit like what's happened with the poppy industry.
And how many dry flowers per year is the aim here?
The aim is over 3 years to scale up to around 32,500 kilos. So that might be 50,000 plants plus. The first year will be in excess of 6,000 plants.
And this is both CBD and THC?
First year CBD, and then the next year will be THC and CBD plants, yes. There's another 100 cannabinoids in the plant, so in following years, it might be CBG or it might be CBN. It also might be extracting the terpenes, the things that give the plant that beautiful scent.
And who will be buying the CBD or the cannabidiol that you'll extract?
Other companies that will be looking to produce medicinal cannabis products for patients. And we're in chats at the moment with regard to offtake agreements with several companies.
And this is purely for medical purposes?
Yes. Currently, Schedule 4 CBD, which is non-psychoactive, so it doesn't get you high, that's the most prescribed medicinal cannabis product in the market. So it's prescribed as a CBD oil, usually taken as tinctures, dropped under the tongue. Because it's non-psychoactive, it's not intoxicating, so the patients tend to take a lot more CBD than they would THC. Yeah, there's going to be a lot more demand for CBD, and the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, is reviewing their scheduling of CBD at the moment. So they're looking to schedule it maybe down to a Schedule 3, which will mean that it'll be available behind the counter at a pharmacy. So we expect the demand for CBD to pick up significantly in Australia.
You can see that Australia will be your core market in the initial stages, because I know that only a handful of patients in Tasmania are on the list to legally receive this.
Yeah, it's not really a patient access scheme in Tasmania. I think there's 16 people on the scheme, and we have thousands per month setting up on the scheme in New South Wales. So our aim long term is to drive down the cost of production of medicinal cannabis, so then that can flow through to the patient and it can become much more accessible to the people that need it.
How many jobs are you expecting this will create?
We're expecting around 20 jobs during the peak times. Peak times are going to be planting and harvesting, and during the normal times, I think we'll probably have around 5 people on site. However, the goal is to transition up the value curve over time. So we want to not just cultivate, we want to use that manufacturing license where we can start extracting the oils from the crop. That will, you know, significantly create a lot more jobs than the current plants. It's also the jobs that are created from the service industries as well. So I think there's going to be a lot of creation of jobs around the project.
Alex Keach from ECS Botanics, talking about growing medicinal cannabis outdoors in northern Tasmania. Talking there to Larissa Smith, who has